So one of the best guys there was actually homeschooled. Okay? So most of the time, people that are homeschooled, they are afraid of things that are happening in the school, the kind of exposure the kids get and everything. So if you're interested, I don't know so much about it, but I know there's a possibility called homeschooling. And if you think you have time for your kids and you want them to be homeschooled, you need to check YouTube, Google, and you get all the materials you need to do that. In fact, the case of Pastor I heard about is that because of the age of the kids, they are at home, right? It's like they are playing, but they are learning. You know, education is more interesting if you see it as fun. But most of us are not. We don't really like education because it's something. It's not that interesting. And of course, in teaching maths, you have discovered that if people can see that. Okay, today I was teaching limits and functions on Zoom, and I was able to explain it in practical terms. So when people see all those things, they are able to relate better. So I think that should help.
Okay, we have the next question for Prof. Femi. A friend picked a course in mechanical engineering but was given project management. And according to him, reading and book is not his way, but his way handy. And by reason of use, he has furthered his handy skill into interior decoration. And yet, he's currently spending his 7th year in school. For him, can we say schooling has helped?
I will only attempt that question the way I see it. Now, we might not be able to conclude actually that school did not actually help him, because from the lectures we have even had, the two lectures we have had today, we realize that learning, there's no way you will excel in whatever you will do, even in this world, without learning. So, in a way, education has actually helped him. Somebody, he had once read about something or watched about somebody that spurred him into interior decoration. So, in a way, he has listened, he has learned, and he has developed himself along that line. So, for me, that's education. But now linking it to his academic problem or academic challenges. Yeah, today I still invigilated the test, and there was a lady, for me, I will conclude she was never in the class. Even when you tell her the answer, she did not know how to write the answer. Yeah. A couple told her that, who is your friend in this class? I will take you and put you beside him so that you can just copy something, write something down. She started crying. Who is your friend in this class? For somebody like that, for me, if I had the opportunity to meet with her, I will encourage her, what do you love doing? That she had not graduated, or that she won't graduate with first degree, won't make her less important, or might not determine whether she's going to be successful in life or not. But she should find something that she loves doing and then learn around it. It will be easier for her to learn. Listen to people who have done such kind of work, then watch videos. Daddy was talking about somebody who is into catering. To that kind of person, now whether it is first class or second class or third class, that has no meaning to her. But the thing there is that she had learned to communicate, even learning how to communicate, facing up, meeting people is part of education. It's part of education. So, in my own perspective, it has helped her in one way or the other. She might have struggled, or the person might have struggled, but in a way, that has helped her. Learning and going to school, meeting people, listening, even listening to television programs. Some of us enjoy talking or meeting people or speaking to a large number of people from Siri Stoba. You listen to Siri Stoba, you like him. You listen to how he discussed issues on NTA, you'll just like that man. So speaking or talking to people, for somebody who likes talking or who wants to be a customer care personnel, people or people who are going along that line should be great encouragement, or they should look up to people like that in their career. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much, sir. Thank you, sir. Okay, this question goes to Mrs. Sorry for that. This question goes to Mrs. Akinshuse Abimbola. Here you have it that there are some things in the curriculum and in the educational sector that is really, really not usable. Like, yes, this person feels like, I don't need it in my industry. I don't need psychology. I don't need philosophy and logic and, you know, all of that. Now, how do we reconcile the fact that these things were wasted time? Like, the time we spent studying these courses were really not needed.
Well, I think I will disagree with that, actually. Growing within the four walls of I used to feel that way, especially with ME drawing, like, God, waiting. I do about chemistry, what I want you to use ME do. You know, I feel like that, or CSC, or come and spoil it, Fortran, like, and I just have to do this because, you know, they call it school courses, and I have to do them. But now, we are into the world of coding. Computer is everywhere. I can at least relate because of Fortran. I'm not into, even if you even come and even spoil it, like going into my course in detail, I realized there's something called gene sequencing and formatting, which you use coding to do. So
wow.
if I want to stay on that, then my Fortran will come in handy. In fact, I will learn more of that. I will have to evolve using all what you call analytical techniques that is available, equipment, tools that is available now. So I don't think it is. Okay, take for instance what I do now. It actually has nothing to do with biochemistry. But there is a way it has come in handy in how I make my decision. I can just decide that today I want to go into farming because of CSP 210.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't think it's a total waste of time.
Thank you so much, Ma. Thank you. Okay, we'll throw this to Bro Tolu Kolade. I'm forced to take a course I did not like. I was given instead of the one I chose. And I'm so, so uninterested. But at least, you know now, I need to read and pass. Even if it is a D, how do I, you know, being forced to study under compulsion, still not feel like schooling is a scam for me?
All right. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I was in that same scenario. So it's interesting to answer this question. I don't want to answer it just like a physical person, but as a spiritual mind. The Bible says the steps of the righteous is ordered by God. I studied philosophy. While I was studying philosophy, I didn't know what I would do with philosophy. And unfortunately, during my time, right, I didn't even take it very serious. I would say something quickly, and that would also help us to understand better the answers they gave. First of all, when you say you cannot study a course, it's not because you cannot study it. It's because your mind thinks you cannot study the course. It's a thing of the mind. While I was growing up, I had a learning deficiency. When I was in primary school and the teacher was teaching, I wouldn't learn anything. You know why? I was a very scared child, and I was scared of the cane. So my eyes would, first of all, search for where the cane is. Once I spot it, all of my attention is there. If it falls, I know it falls. They are teaching, no, but I'm looking at the cane because I know the teacher will take that cane and beat me before that class ends. And that theory was true. It was proven. Every class, they will beat me. Why were they beating me? Because I did not know. But me, I did not know because I was, do you understand? So it was like a loop until So I was always scared. I couldn't learn until I got to primary three and I met a friend. He just liked me. So because I found for the first time somebody to like me, because when you're alone, nobody really wants to play with you. So I was just always somewhere, scared of the cane, intimidated by every other person. But this guy liked me. And for the first time, I saw someone who liked me. And I started developing self-confidence. I could talk. Like, I could now express myself to him. Somebody could listen to me. So I have sense. Right? So I began to now have confidence to, okay, what are they even teaching? And I gradually started learning. From bottom of the class, I got 12th. That term. From 12th, I got 5th. From 5th, I was top 5 till I left. It's a thing of the mind. Do you know that when I did that, when I got to secondary school, I was very confident first year. Then I went to like 16th. I was like, so this people are tough. For the next 3 years, I was a book addict. I would read and I was becoming top of the class back to back. But you know what? Okay, sorry, this is getting longer. But you know what happened later on? At a point, some of the ladies became first, second, third, and I felt very cheated. Why? Because teacher liked them, so they became first, second, third. But what I'm driving at is, so afterwards, I didn't even take learning serious because, you know why? I felt like I'm too intelligent. That grade itself doesn't determine my level of intelligence. I'm very serious with you. Till today, there is no field of learning that I don't think that I can enter. Give it to me. I may not get it at first. I'm used to, I don't want to know how many times I will fail at it, but I will get it. I'm a go-getter in my mind. Wow. Wow. Do you understand? So I may not have studied science, but if I hear the Lord say, go and enter that thing, I will enter it. Mm. And I will succeed. Because in my mind, I have succeeded.
Mm.
Do you understand? So for that person that is spending 7 years, is a mind thing. Yes. Just look at that course and say, well, I'll finish you. Mm. You are not as intelligent as I am. Mm. You will finish it.
Mm.
Do you understand? So the guy that they gave a course that you don't like, see, that course is smaller than what you are capable of doing. Don't look at it like, look at it like, I'll just clear you and go and study what I like.
Mm.
Sharp, sharp, I'll finish 4 years, I'll become first class. That's to tell you that I'm very brilliant. It's not about what I'm studying.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay,
look, you need confidence. You need to know you are good. My professor in school, when we came in that time, my class was just 32. And he used to tell us, you are the best that got into this place. I didn't see myself as the best. Say you are the best, but it was much later that I realized, of course, out of over 1,000 of us that did jam, only 32 of us will speak for that course. What does that mean? We're good. But nobody reinforced that in us. Maybe that's part of the problems we have with our schooling system. All those things are not there. And so I'm trusting God that you will have counselors. God will send people to you that will help you. The other thing I want to say, please, if they give you a course you did not apply for, know one thing, that one of the things that a structured educational system does for you is to teach you how to think. What I say does for you? Think. If you can think, you are good. So in that place, make up your mind that you will excel in that course. I have a boy, Omo Baba Monday, you don't know him, Gabriel. He used to play keyboard here, okay, guitar here. It was a disaster. His father the father abandoned him to us. And eventually, when he did jump, they gave him career and counseling. Counseling and career. Our guardians are... And I had to talk to him, oh boy, you can do this thing. The boy surprised me and graduated with a first class. Unfortunately, his daddy had died before he graduated. Today, Gabriel is in England. He has gone. Nobody remember the date, Guardian and Castle. What he's doing now is project management. So it doesn't matter what you get your first year. With a first class, you can enter anywhere. I think I'm okay.
Thank you, sir. We have the next question from Mrs. Rachel Toby Feromi. How can a person get to manage being a distinction student, an A student, and still be skillful in solving practical problems in our society?
Okay. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In a situation like that, let me use myself as an example. I'm just one kind of a girl that I was intimidated at first by my stature. Anyway, I find myself, I'm always the shortest. Yes. So that got me intimidated for a very, you know, very of my life. Like psychologically, I was affected and my dad was not even really helping me. I actually wanted to be a singer, you know. I want to sing, I want to write, I want to act. But he just wanted me to be in science class. Like, he think, okay, you are the first child, and I think if I'm in science class, then maybe he wants me to be he wanted me to be a nurse, and there's nothing in me that looks like a nurse, actually. So, at age 6, 7, 8, I started composing songs. I would wake up in the middle of the night, and I would do that. And you know, when my dad wakes up, like, what are you doing? I say, ah, daddy, I'm writing song. You know, I was expecting it to be like, whoa, you're writing, like, are you okay? If you know you want to sing, you better let me enroll you to Bola Arrest Ministry and don't let me waste my money on you. You know, from that particular point in time, I disliked him, you know, and we don't communicate for a better time. But later, I was in the science class and I did it for him. To make him happy. He needs it. Yes, for him to make him happy, he actually needs it. Yes, he needs the happiness. So, finding myself in Futa, you know, I was just doing my thing. And finding myself in APH, if you are in Futa, APH is one of the courses that when you are in APH, they feel like you don't know anything. That's why you are in APH. And actually, I chose that course myself. Yes, I chose APH myself. I believe that's a course that will not give me a headache. And I'll be able to do so many things that I wanted to do. So I was in that department and I was just doing my thing in Futa. I was into so many things. I was in business. Talk about politics in Futa. During my time, I was there. Talk about many things. I was there. And I still, you know, I still graduated with at least a second class upper. And I was doing so many things. So graduating with a distinction and, you know, doing that with your practical skills, you can still be skillful. It depends on what's driving you. The first thing is, don't be shy of your idea. Like yourself first. When every other people is liking you, their likes are extra. So you have to like your idea. You have to like your passion. What is driving you? Then you have to feel like, okay, this is driving me. Then I want to be a pro in what I am doing. Don't get something like, is this what you are doing? Are you okay? Can't you see what it's bringing for you? Then if you are happy with what you are doing, I think it's your happiness that matters. For me, I just want to be independent. That is for me. And I can boldly say that for my wedding, my dad did not contribute 5 minutes, but he had no reason to. I put everything in place. I'm independent. And that is me. It doesn't make me proud. I'm not proud, but I'm independent. And it's because of what I can use my hands to do. And I think if your passion is driving you, be moved by it. Don't just think, okay, I want to have a distinction. You can have your distinction and still be good.
Okay.
Jesus is pro in everything. I know.
Wow, thank you so much. I caught that one. Jesus is pro in everything. And, you know, I carry his genes, so I should be pro in everything. MTN users? MTN users? 4149. Okay, I'm waiting. Are we ready? Four one four nine nine three four one five three 396-31506. And the last one for today, Glow users, 95. Oh, Sister Rose, congratulations. From the media team, congratulations. Editorial, congratulations. Okay, Glow users, 95743-84982. 29369. Please, let's catch that. Okay, Pastor Danso, please, to you, most university students are not well fed in terms of practicals in their field, meaning they end up learning practicals in their field from uneducated people, so to say. How do we balance this and still not counter the thought that schooling is not a scam?
That is actually very sad. I think when I was leaving secondary school, the three things, the three subjects I liked the most were mathematics, English, and French. Those are the three. Should I say? Yeah. Okay. Let me just. I think it's better to say mathematics, languages, and technical drawing. Putting all that together, naturally, I should be an engineer. So one of the things I considered was okay. So. Most, of course, I'd always wanted a first class, right? So I'll go to an engineering university, now have first class in electrical engineering. Would I be able to really prove myself that, yes, this is, I can, you know, because it's not just about book. It's about practical, too. So I think that was one of the things that subtly discouraged me. Of course, I did mechanical engineering diploma. Thank God it was not a degree. Because I later discovered that I'm not the, especially the drawing part. For my marine engineering experience, I discovered that drawing, I enjoyed drawing, but I did not enjoy sitting on a spot. I discovered I did one drawing for 24 hours. I was just there, just assembly drawing. I was enjoying myself. But after that time, I was like, no, money has to be made. I had to teach tutorials across Victoria Land and Ikoyi to sponsor myself. So this drawing thing was not going to cut it. So I had to. So from after my diploma program, the drawing thing was dropped. So I was left with math and languages. So I'm thinking if I go back to secondary school now and I have to choose a course, do you know what I would do? Especially if I would have to do it abroad. I'll just go and study math and French. Easy. So like that. So in that case, well, for with all of that problem, at least I have friends who finished from FUTA and all over the place, and with all their half-baked practicals, they still go to Hong Kong. In fact, Hong Kong is like school too for FUTA now. FUTA engineering and environment, they are there. Hong Kong. If you go to Hong Kong today, you are at home. Then another school that is school too for FUTA now is University of British Columbia in Canada. There are many schools like that all over the place. So with even the half baked practical, you can still help yourself by YouTube. You know, the other time I was talking about the fact that people are complaining that students don't care again because of internet. Because of internet, I have people that, at least I know, I have a Pekin that has had 5 doors back-to-back, 3 semesters straight. The same people that are not ready to study. So you can help yourself, and if you get opportunity for the real practical, you just need a bit of time to balance up, and you excel. So don't, just get it, and you can keep moving.
Future, a skill that won't be a waste of time in the nearest future.
Okay, it's all right. Like I said, first of all, it has to do with your passion. What makes that skill profitable? Most cases, is not the skill itself, but what you do with that skill. Let me say it again. What makes that skill profitable in most cases is not the skill itself, but what you do with that skill. There are many footballers, right? But some footballers excel than the others because of what they have chosen to do, because of the extra effort they have, you know, applied in that field. So you may think that one skill is the big skill. A lot of people are rushing to study law. But is it all of them that come out successful? No. So what you are even thinking that is the main skill that will make money for you may not make money at the end of the day. So it's not about the money is very important, right? Financial literacy is what I would encourage you to have, whatever skill you are doing. But then, are you passionate about it? Because somebody that is a shoe shine and is passionate about it may find himself shining the shoe of the president and be earning more than the guy who is a medical doctor, right? So what skill, what do you do with that skill? The Lord told Moses, what is in your hands, right? Is that that matters the most? So that's my own answer to the question.
Going like that to Mrs. Akinshisi, if a person has something better, not academically inclined, but, you know, failure in courses too, what should he do? Like, what's the high advice for that person? Something better to do to gain, to have money, but it's not academic, and he's failing in his academic. Should he drop out? Should he forge ahead? What should he do?
He should forge ahead. There should not be any reason, because if you drop out of school, you'll find out that whatever skill you're holding, while you expect it to pay you in 2-3 years, if it's not bringing forth that expectation, you're going to drop it. You just find yourself dropping things. It will just come naturally to you. You will think, okay, I'll just pick this up again. But then you eventually drop it. So no, don't drop it. Push through. Like we've all established that basically just get your first degree. Like, okay, if you don't want to further in that line, but this one you have picked, then see to the end. Else, you just become drop out of things like that. It also even, it comes in handy when you pick up a book to read it. You just find out that you read your book to page 147, you've dropped it, that one, it speaks a lot.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ma. Bro Femi, how can I actually receive ideas in my field? How can I be positioned to receive ideas in my field? Technology field, actually. So, is it Futeria?
Very, very simple. By learning around number one. Why? Because one of the ways you can get ideas is... have more revelation, insight into what the scripture is saying by the help of the Holy Spirit. So, let me say my field too, biochemistry, or you are in biochemistry. And you learn around that field, and you listen to people who have gone ahead of you, meet people, read about challenges along that line, read the latest things field that can actually give you an edge over every other person. Then you become a very good person in that field. Wow. So, and person will become, we excel.
Oh, thank you so much, sir. Okay, and finally, for Mrs. Rachel Tobi Adeyinka, what can one do in a situation when there is an idea, but there is no fund to bring it to life?
Okay, yes, that is actually one of the reasons for an entrepreneur, the capital. The first thing is to pray.
Okay.
That's just the truth. Sincerely, because the money is nowhere. And sometimes when you need money to do something great, you don't really see. But when something happens to your person negatively, then you see people bringing out funds for you. Even if you don't ask them, they will say, money can see become okay, but last water she back, she loan. But when you need it for something, they are, well, in this life, everybody is trying, you have to try. So I think the first thing is to pray. Then secondly, you can search for funds, search for grants. Then don't let it be too late to ask for help. I realize that people don't really want to ask for help because they are not passionate or they are intimidated with that idea. They feel it's not going to sell. Don't let this be too late to ask for help and pray. And I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much. Okay.
During the week, I was with a colleague of mine and he got a call from Lagos, specifically Sterling Bank, and they were chasing him to give him a loan of $5 million. And he said, I'm not interested. And he didn't take the loan. And I said, Sterling Bank is my bank. And I went to the place. And they said, it's there online. They have money. And they want to lend the money out. But nobody's coming for us. So I said, how do I get? Say it's online. Something Spectra. Let me even see if it's there. SomethingSpectra.com. $5 million personal loan. The problem you will have is, do you know how to write a business? This is not a plan, business plan. Because it's easy to collect the money, paying back is a different ballgame. Somebody called, well, I got a call that one of my former members here, who has left Futa almost 7-8 years ago, was this money sharks, that she's owing money, and I cut it off. They called me again, I cut it off, and blocked the line. They used another line to call me again, I blocked it, and I now called her. I said, what happened? He said, Daddy, I don't know. I said, how much did you even borrow? He said, 40,000. I said, are you okay? 40,000 or no, checking Badu. He said, okay, what's the problem? I said, what is about your husband? My husband is angry with me, talking to me. What about your parents? They're angry that I went to... Who would not be angry about borrowing 40,000? I said, I need to submit to Jesus. He said, I can't give back the money to pay it off. I just chose not to help her because it's stupid. Sure, you understand. But listen to me. Money, one Louis. There is money. We were watching a program yesterday, NT or so. A young man, copper, is into shoe something. He wrote a proposal and they gave him millions to start. And he's doing well. There is money. The problem is that you don't know how to enter the city. But a man that does not, a wise, how did they put it? Yeah, the labor of the fool wearies him. He doesn't know how to. You have to go and find out how to run a business. If you can pay back, I guarantee you. Look, they told us, I heard, that bankers, managers go to Dangote to go and beg him to take loan. On Benny, and they used to fight when they get there. Praise God. But you, who's looking for you? Borrow what you can pay back. Once you start paying back, they will give you more. That's how you build your business. So, the, like I said, financial literacy, you must acquire it. You must understand how a business should be run. You don't acquire, take a loan, and that's why you start buying an iPhone.
Thank you, sir. Please, let's put our hands together for our panelists. They've been wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. Please, don't leave your package behind. It was prepared specially for you. Thank you so, so much. Okay, to wrap it up tonight, we have some opinions from, you know, the church. Education is not a scam, but Nigerian educational system is. Wow, that's food for thought.